Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth. BFFT. Live from the home studios presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with the bald-faced truth.
I've heard him referred to as Commissioner What's-His-Name, Commissioner Whatchamacallit. Pac-12 has made a hire. University of Oregon President Michael Schill, you'll hear from him this hour. Exclusive interview. George Klyavkov, the Pac-12 commissioner, hired today, announced this morning. Anna's popped into the studio. What I'm about to do here, I'm going to go full disclosure. So I told you earlier, the Pac-12 told me this morning that I would get a one-on-two interview with Oregon President Michael Schill and the new commissioner. But they wanted to do it at 1:30, and they didn't want to have it be a live radio appearance. They wanted me to sort of have a candid, off-the-cuff telephone interview with the two people involved. They said I could tape it and then re-air it later, but they didn't want it to be a live radio interview. Anna, why do you think they didn't want that to be a live radio interview?
I'm not sure. I think because he's new in this position, they're just trying to mitigate some of the pressure. There's certainly, I think, more pressure that comes with a live interview. And saying something that you don't mean to say, but I think they also gave you a lot of freedom in terms of being able to just air the conversation as is. So yeah. I'm not sure.
I think part of it to me is I wonder if they were just concerned about other media radio shows in the Pac-12 footprint all going, well, why did that guy get the interview?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Like, and saying, where's my interview? Because this is it. We are the first radio show to air an exclusive interview with the new Pac-12 commissioner. Judah's applauding.
Yeah, I love that. Love that.
We are
so
the
much.
First in the Pac-12 footprint, the first in, but it's an interview that I taped during my own show.
I know. It's a lot of logistics that go into
for
that.
For people who are listening in the 1 o'clock hour, you heard an interview with an ultra marathon runner that aired at 1:30. I taped that this morning at 9:30. And then aired it at 1:30 while I stepped into the production studio here at the house and then taped an interview with Oregon President Michael Schill and the new Pac-12 Commissioner George Klyavkov. And here's how it went. All right. I call into the conference call.
Uh-huh.
I'm rolling on the interview.
Yeah.
Andrew Walker, the conference director of communications, is there. I'm the first person who arrives.
Okay.
I'm the first person. That's me. I'm just there early. And then Andrew Walker pops on. And then George Klyavkov pops on.
Okay.
So now I got me and the commissioner one-on-one. We're waiting for Michael Schill.
Right.
So what you're going to hear in this interview is I play this, and it's going to, you know, it is about a 22 or 23-minute endeavor. And I'll break it up. We'll probably go to commercial mid-interview, and then I'll continue it. But what you're going to hear is, you know, me and the new commissioner sort of talking, and then all of a sudden you hear, Mike's here. And it's Michael Schill,
okay,
the Oregon president.
I'm glad you're prefacing with that, because that might be a little confusing.
A few minutes in, he just pops in, okay?
Okay.
Here's how it sounded as me and the new commissioner just were kind of riffing to start. I've never met him in person. Like, hey, nice to put a face to a name,
right.
You know? And I asked him, Judah, you're going to love this. I asked him to pronounce his name for us.
Thank you.
Well, that's a legit question, because there's a lot of consonants in that name.
George Klyavkov.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
All right. Well, let's see. You'll hear it. You'll hear him do it. Okay, here is the exclusive one-on-two interview. Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
One-on-two interview, Oregon President Michael Schill, myself, and George Klyavkov, the new commissioner of the Pac-12 Conference. Here's how it sounded.
Hi, John. George Kliavkov. Nice to meet you.
Hey, George. Good to hear your voice. Nice to put a voice to the face in the resume, finally. George, can you help me, pronunciation of your name? We were talking about it on radio, and I'm sure you've gotten this before, but can you do it for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's phonetic. It's actually pretty easy. If you look at it, it's Kliavkov. And the thing to know is that no one in my life calls me by my last name. Everyone I've ever worked with, it's George K. So
there you go.
Please use that.
All right.
I'm at Arizona State for the announcement, and Herm and the rest of the folks here were all saying Commissioner K. And I hadn't thought about that, but given my relationship with Mike Krzyzewski, I don't know how he'd feel about that.
Yeah, I think we can go with it. We can go with Commissioner. I hear you did crew as well. What'd you learn in crew?
Yeah, I rode at Boston University, on the Charles River, just a great, great kind of place to be a college athlete, as you can imagine.
I have people say that crew is the hardest thing they've ever done.
Yes. Oh, by far. It was very, very hard, and it taught me kind of all of those lessons that I mentioned in my opening remarks.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work if you're not operating as a team.
Yeah.
Like literally, if the eight guys aren't putting the blades in at the same time and pulling them out at the same time, it doesn't work. And it's a metaphor for life.
Yeah, I think that's incredibly valuable. Gotcha. All right, George.
This is Mike.
All right, Mike, you're there. How are you, President Schill?
I am great. How are you?
Doing well. Good to hear your voice as well. Maybe I could start with you. I'll just say, you said George is sort of a prototype for what you think the commissioners of the future will be. Is that where you guys started out from the beginning? Did you ever explore other paths, or was it 100% going with somebody who had sort of media and real-world experience?
So, what we initially did was we did a listening tour, right? So we found out what everybody was looking for in a commissioner, and that was largely conducted by the search firm, but we did it, a number of us participated in various aspects of that. And then I think it was partly through speaking with people. I know I spoke with another commissioner. I spoke with two other commissioners. And in addition to that, we learned from the candidates both what they knew, how they thought about things, what their perspectives were, strengths and weaknesses, and we didn't come to this with a particular picture of what we wanted in mind. And I think a number of us may have been surprised actually in how our views developed. And then, we met George, to be honest. And, when George, hung up his Zoom, we all looked at each other and said, he was terrific. He has everything that we need in terms of, being forward thinking, helping us position ourselves, the way in which we can, heal some of the rifts between the Pac-12 and some of the schools. He's modest, and he also, as I mentioned during the conference, he knows what he knows and he knows what he doesn't know, and he's going to be able to, like all of us, be able to fill in those areas.
President Schill, did you get a sense that, you've got 12 members, there's differences between Washington State and USC and Arizona and Oregon State, and, everybody has a little different experience. Did you find that a challenge when you guys were doing that sort of listening phase, or did you find just a core of consensus towards what you wanted?
The vote was unanimous on George. We had consensus on, what we were looking for. And I think it was a process of discovery for all of us. But we all came to it. The search committee came to consensus very easily. We had done this over several, days, actually weeks. And then when we brought it to the board, we had, remarkable consensus when the finalist candidates interviewed with the board. there was, you know, almost immediate consensus behind George, not consensus, unanimity. So this was not a difficult process to go through.
Sure.
I mean, you know, and John, here's another thing. Just we tend to, you know, we operate based upon consensus, and, you know, we tend not to have big, you know, big sort of disagreements, you know, among the presidents and chancellors.
Is that, do you think that's reflective of kind of academia? Is that sort of the world?
Oh my gosh. You know, in academia, we can have disputes over the tiniest issues. So, I don't think consensus and quick consensus is typical of academia, but I think that when you're looking for something like the head, the commissioner, it's about values, and I think we all share the same values. You know, we care deeply about our students, we care deeply about academic achievement, we care about winning, but we care about winning the right way. We care about economic sustainability. We care about being competitive, but all of those values we all shared, and it starts, as George said in the conference, it all starts with the students.
George, if I can ask, you know, when you were a kid, did you say, "Hey, I want to grow up. I want to be the commissioner of a conference," or what was that dream when you were a kid?
Yeah, I think shortly after you realized that you can't be the shortstop for the New York Yankees, you started thinking about, well, I'd still want to work in sports. What would the best job be? And commissioner is right up there. You know, I can't say I've always thought about being a commissioner, but as a sports fan and a former athlete, it's a great honor. I started in the Bronx. I grew up in the Bronx, so I started as a deep Yankees fan.
Who is your player?
Thurman Munson.
So, President Schill, you're a Mets fan. You got a Yankees guy here. So this is interesting.
I know it's a little frightening, but being, you know, I remember Thurman Munson, but I was in the period more of Jerry Grody.
You guys, you know, it's interesting because there's such a connection with Las Vegas in this conference. Maybe if I could have you both speak a little bit about it. Do you have familiarity with each other because of that? Like, you know, in your case, President Schill, you know, were you familiar with George? Had you met before?
Never. So I'd never met George, and I really wasn't involved at all in the arrangements for T-Mobile Arena. So it was, and Larry was the person who ran those, or maybe other folks, Jamie. But I didn't know George until, to be honest, I didn't know any of the candidates before they were brought to us by Turnkey.
And George, in your experience, you know, I go to your Twitter feed and it's you know, it's Justin Bieber and it's Dave Chappelle, and now you're transitioning into sports. Is a product just a product when you talk about sort of putting him into that media engine, or, you know, the enterprise that you were in charge of with MGM?
There are similarities and there are differences. I would say the similarities are the passion that people have for certain live entertainers and for sports. And that passion runs deep for both of them. And it's unique in the entertainment and sports world compared to any other, as you said, product. The difference, and candidly the reason why I made the move from what I believe to be the best entertainment job in the world, is because in this job, there's a mission that I think has a broader social implication. I truly believe that if at the conference level, we do our job well, that will create a revenue stream for the schools to be able to use for scholarships and other academic pursuits that will change the lives of young men and women. That for me was why I made the jump.
All right, you're listening to an interview with Michael Schill, the University of Oregon president and the new Pac-12 commissioner. You know, we're starting to get into what it is that makes the conference tick, revenue-wise, football, all of those things. George, Kilavkov is the new Pac-12 commissioner. You're going to hear the second half of the interview, and I think it gets a little deeper as George and I kind of mix it up on, you know, the chicken or the egg, revenue or football performance. What should lead the way? Also, there are some people in the conference who are really upset over something he said in the news conference this morning. I give him a chance to make it right during this interview. Stay tuned. The second half of the interview ahead. All right, you're listening to my one-on-two interview with Oregon President Michael Shill and the new Pac-12 Commissioner George Kilavkov. So far, we're halfway through it. Anna, I got to know your impressions. You just heard Kilavkov talk about why he would leave MGM Entertainment for the Pac-12. He's talking about the mission of students and scholarships and opportunity.
Yeah, I guess that was my biggest question when the announcement came out, when you broke that story this morning, is why? Like, if he's sitting there as, you know, the president of entertainment for MGM International, I can't imagine, like, the compensation package for that is too bad. Like, that feels like a pretty decent gig. So my main question is, like, what is his motivation to come over and be the Pac-12 commissioner? So I'm really interested to hear, you know, what is motivating him to make that change.
I thought he hit on that in that last question. Is Shill is talking about sort of the idea that, you know, he understands it was the values. And it's students, we want to win, but we also want to graduate students, and we want to kind of maintain the balance and the sanity of what college sports is supposed to be. And Kilavkov sort of says, yeah, that was a key role in why I did what I did. I want to try to replay just a piece of that, and then I will let it roll into the second half of the interview. Here is Kilavkov talking about his decision, and Michael Shill talking about the values, and I roll it right into the riff that is happening between athletic directors in the conference and the conference headquarters under former Commissioner Larry Scott.
Is because in this job, there's a mission that I think has a broader social implication. I truly believe that if at the conference level we do our job well, that will create a revenue stream for the schools to be able to use for scholarships and other academic pursuits that will change the lives of young men and women. That for me was why I made the jump.
But there's been a rift, and I think President Shill kind of alluded to it a little bit, that, you know, I think some of the athletic directors in the last decade have felt like they weren't connected to the conference office, or football coaches have complained that they don't feel understood. How do you help bridge that, George, and be a unifier and be a leader?
Well, it's started already. The press conference today was in Herm Edwards' conference room at Sun Devil Stadium. You know, I've already spent time with him and with the athletic director here at ASU. I am going to learn, and I am going to be open, and every job I've had has been successful because of relationships I've built, and it's my intention to build deep, real relationships with the ADs and with the coaches, and to listen to all of the academic advisors and the presidents and the chancellors and the student athletes, but really starting with the athletic directors and the coaches, understanding what the conference can do to help them achieve their goals.
How important is football to the bottom line for you guys?
It's incredibly important. It's the largest single revenue provider, and more importantly, I think the prestige of the conference is reflected in the success of the football programs.
President Shill, you've off and on, we've talked about the headquarters in San Francisco. That lease, I think, is up at the end of 2022. Are you guys as a conference married to San Francisco? I know that's come up, but kind of want to ask you.
We're certainly not married to San Francisco. I think that one of the things that we're going to, that will naturally happen, is that once George gets his sea legs, he will assess whether what location is the best location, and then he'll bring that. I'm sure he'll bring that recommendation to the presidents and chancellors. I think that none of us are wedded to San Francisco.
And specifically, we're not wedded to the current lease and the payment obligations related to it. Even if we stay in the Bay Area, it'll be with less expensive space.
The, you know, the conference, the perception is, you know, you need more revenue. The members need more revenue to be more competitive. It's a chicken and egg cycle, you know. How do you make help the programs be more successful in the interim while you're that negotiation of the next round of media rights is on the horizon, George?
Yeah, I think part of it is what we discussed in the formal presentation and the Q&A session, and that is this focus on kind of fixing some of the structural issues. And I'm going to have to roll up my sleeves and understand those, but get a lot of input on that. But I think that there are structural issues that we can immediately fix, which will make us more competitive. And the second, and I believe in this passionately, is that we have to be able to attract and retain the best talent. We have to get the recruits, you know, to come play for the Pac-12. I don't think that's a tough sell. I just think we have to do a better job of, you know, packaging up the story and telling the story.
And yeah. You know, John, we have an immediate NIL issue, immediate. So that's going to affect us. And I know that George has also thought about that.
And I know right now, you know, apparently in the news conference, there were some comments made over, you know, we know where the bread is buttered. I think that's honest, and I agree with it. There are some people out there that are saying, wait a minute, does this mean that women's sports will not be prioritized? I know that's not what you meant, George, so I want to give you a chance to kind of speak to that a little bit.
No, absolutely not. I think the more successful men's basketball and football are, the more we can support, you know, all of the women's programs. As I think I mentioned, I'm on the WNBA Board of Governors before we sold the Las Vegas Aces earlier this year. I believe strongly in women's sports. I actually think that women's basketball is at a breakout moment where it's going to become a much more popular sport because of the quality of the athletes. And given my rowing background, I have a true belief that we can continue to grow Olympic sports and actually make some of those into closer to revenue sports through the distribution of that content to dedicated audiences who follow those sports on digital platforms. So I think football and men's basketball will rise the tide, and all boats rise with the tide.
Graduate 1989, Boston University, degree in journalism. George, what were you thinking?
Get to my first job, which was public relations coordinator for the Goodwill Games out of Atlanta. I worked for Turner Broadcasting, and I was a PR coordinator taking Olympic athletes around the country to promote the games. My first real sports job, and I fell in love with it.
I love that. In that era, what is that, like Edwin Moses era of Olympians?
Yeah, I got to choose who my athletes were. And it was Matt Biondi. I don't know if you remember the swimmer.
Yeah.
Edwin Moses, Jackie Joyner Kersee.
Man.
It was a gymnast, and I was able to choose the folks, and I ended up choosing Wendy Williams, who was a bronze medalist diver in the Seoul Olympics, and also happened to be a Ray-Ban model, and that was back when I was a single man.
Family-wise, give us an idea. You're 54 years old. Let's humanize the commissioner a little bit. You know, give me an idea on a Saturday afternoon. What are you and the family typically doing?
Well, my kids are out of the house. I have a academic all-star who's just finishing her sophomore year at the University of Georgia. I think one of the reasons she went there is because of her great love of large college sports, particularly football. You know, we'll have to re-educate her on who she roots for every Saturday. But she loves UGA. I have a son who is just about in 2 weeks to graduate from IMG Academy in Florida, where he's a basketball player. He is committed to play not at the Pac-12. He's a Division III student athlete, but he's in the Pac-12 footprint. He's committed to play at Whitman College in Walla Walla, Washington. So if compared to previous commissioners, the next couple of years I spent a disproportionate amount of time in Pullman.
There you go.
That's my excuse.
There you go. I do think some of the universities, I think they want listening sessions with you. I think it's going to be challenging because there's only one of you. There's 12 of them. But do you have plans to get out and just spend some time on those campuses and talk to people?
Yeah, I've already spoken to several of the athletic directors, and what they've asked for, and I think it's a great indication of the relationship we're going to have, is prior to my first day on the job, they don't want me to go and visit all of them. They want to all come and visit me, and the 13 of us are going to sit in a room.
That's great.
And I'm really, really, really looking forward to that. And the fact that that was their initiative to ask for that meeting, I take as a great sign of the partnership we're going to build together.
All right. I really appreciate you both. President Schill, I'll let you have the last word here. You know, you've gone through this process. You know, you're the chair of a group. You don't speak for you don't make the decision for everybody. But what has the process been like for you, President Schill?
I found it to be a great process. The search firm did a terrific job, and my colleagues and I really used this process as a learning opportunity and sort of a priority setting opportunity. And I think that we made I will pat ourselves on the back. We made a great choice in George, and we're excited to have him lead our Pac-12 to greater glory in the future.
All right, there it is. There's my interview with the new commissioner, George Kliavkov, who is it's going to take me some time to get that last name, isn't it?
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Faced
Truth. Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Faced Truth radio show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Faced Truth radio show. Thanks for listening.